First episode of the White Maze podcast. I am your host Garvis, and I'm joined today by Kayla.
Hi.
And Jeremiah.
What's up?
Now, for anyone that recognizes us from like the Trail Mix podcast, you know, you might be wondering, well, what happened to it? Well, and that was a cat falling off the table.
Which cat? Jet.
Anyway, basically, what happened to it was because I ran into so many problems with it because I didn't have any place to store all the prior episodes. It's, I don't have it anymore. Now, the last thing I did before the new year rolled in was I had started up the Trail Mix Recovery Project, which was in order to get, you know, everything from episode 1 to, like, 102 or whatever I finally topped out at. But anyway, other than that, we've moved on. We've actually started up a website. And now we're doing the podcast in, you know, conjunction with the website itself. So, for fans of the Trail Mix podcast, it's gone. You know, I'm sorry. You know,
but it's still us.
Yeah.
It's just a new name.
It, basically, same format, new name, and new location. I will be putting it up on Podomatic for a while, but once I finally figure out how to integrate RSS feeds into a website to where I can, you know, update it on iTunes via the website, then we'll move from there. So, they'll be uploaded to, you know, Podomatic, and they'll be uploaded in the cycle that I normally would, but all the episodes will be put on the actual website itself, and you'll be able to download them from there. And hopefully I should be able to set up, like, link dumps and shit like that, so that way people who are interested in some of the stuff we talk about can actually go and check them out. So that's going to be a lot more work on my head in some respects, but you know what? What the hell? Why not? Anyway, so Jeremiah, what do you think of the new name of the podcast? Because you've been on, you know, a few episodes of the old one.
I think it sounds good. But one thing you haven't pointed out, what is the website address?
Oh yeah, I might want to point that out because I don't think I've told anybody yet. For anyone that wants to keep up with us and what we're doing and the videos and the podcast and anything else we're working on, the website's actually www.whitemaze.net. In fact, you know, I'll try to add that right into the list of links for this so that people can actually go to it, you know, or see it, you know, when they download the episode on iTunes. Well, Kayla, let's switch over to you. What are your thoughts on the whole thing? I'm having to fight with the damn volume again because I don't have a proper, legitimate mic.
I'm just here and clear.
Oh, God. I'd have smacked you, but anyway.
I'm happy for it.
You know, you'd think after doing, you know, a podcast for 102 episodes or however many it was, you know, I wouldn't have, you know, so much dead air hit me in the face, but,
What dead air?
Well,
unless you're saying I'm dead.
No.
You're a necrophiliac.
God damn it. Here we go again. But anyway. So. Yeah.
Okay. Jarvis?
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the site. And I forgot, you had told me you did this. My name on there, you got me as podcast co-host and resident asshole.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Although under Mason's name, I see no mention of peanut butter.
Yeah, where's the peanut butter?
I'm working on that. I'm trying to think of something creative to put under there about peanut butter and dogs and ball sacks, but...
Okay.
Anyway.
And why does mine say resident pervert? That,
by the way.
Do what, Jeremiah?
I said Mason is in my other ear complaining about that right now.
Yeah, he's here on the podcast in spirit. He couldn't be here because he was sick.
Grab the Ouija board. We'll summon him.
Jeez. I don't think they make a Ouija board big enough to summon that nose.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe if we put peanut butter on it.
No, that would just call his dog. Oh man, we shit on Mason all the time.
His nose is red from this.
His nose is red all the time. Come on, it sticks far enough out there. He bumps into shit with it.
That's why we call him Toucan.
Yeah. What's funny was I went and like dropped in on him up there in Spencer, and they had me walk around the back because the front door was like dead bolted shut and they couldn't get it open because the chain was stuck. So I walked around back, looked at me, was like, I'm here for long schnoz. And they're like, okay, he's in the living room on the couch. Yeah, I went in there, and where he's been sick, you know, I didn't realize because I didn't have his house number to call him. So, you know, so I happened to pop in and find out he was sick, so.
Of course, yeah. After he says, you have two options, come with us or we have rope.
Yeah, I told him, you got two options. You can either come willingly or we have rope. And they said, well, he can't come willingly because he's sick. And I'm like, ah, shit. Oh, well. But, you win some, you lose some. Hopefully he gets better.
He better get better.
Yeah, I told him he's got to be here for this. And it sounds like he's got a stomach ulcer as well, so.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
But while we was up there, we hit a couple of stores, and we tried that island grill.
Yeah, you said you were up there in Spencer here recently, right?
Yeah.
Did you notice the island grill that was there in Spencer?
You know, I was driving like 10 miles an hour, and I blinked, so I missed the whole town.
Yeah, you got to be careful about doing that. Oh...
But it's a cute little place. I had stir fry. Garth had a tofu burger.
Yeah, I can safely say for the first time ever I've had tofu. And if seasoned right, it's not bad.
Where'd you get it?
At the Island Grill. They had a tofu burger, so I just went ahead and ate a tofu burger.
Wonder where that is. Where's the Island Grill at?
The Island Grill is, you know that strip, like right there on, I want to say Main Street?
Right across from Town Hall.
Yeah, it's right across from Town Hall.
Oh, right where George's was?
Yeah, or the Lunar Cafe, I think. I'm trying to remember. There's so much that's been and gone in that town. You know, I can't remember half of it. But, now we stopped and ate there, and, you know, it was good. Hmm. Yeah. But anyway.
Tofu scares me ever since I made it.
So, yeah, you know its consistency and all that fun, happy crap.
And the urine smell that it'll use.
What?
Yeah, he worked at a place that made tofu. So he knows. Yeah, in Spencer. So
do
he knows.
Do I even want to know what tofu's made out of?
It's like soybeans. Yeah, it's soybeans.
Oh, okay.
But it's just the process of making it leaves behind a urine smell. So yeah.
And Mason's gagging on the microphone.
Yeah, we can still hear Mason behind us because he's still on the. The mic might be muted on the Xbox, but I can still hear things through the earpiece. So.
And I have great hearing.
Yeah, and well, I do too. Just, it's selective, like everybody else.
Well, he can hear everything I say, but not what you guys say. His nose.
Oh, man. Chloe, get off the
I love Maymay.
Get off the table before you wreck something, you fuzzball.
Behave.
Hey, at least I said fuzzball.
I know what you were thinking about calling her. She's
yeah,
not.
And I stopped myself. Thank you very much.
I would say come to mommy, but that would be crossing the laptop.
Yeah, the laptop has Skype and Mixcraft and all the stuff that I use to make the podcast, so I'm trying not to let the cat walk across the keyboard because I don't want them accidentally turning off, like, the call or stopping Mixcraft or, you know, shutting off the laptop or heaven only knows. Because that would all be bad.
That turns the cat into Chinese food.
Well, it turns the cat into slippers in my case, so... But anyway, so, you know, we've, since the desktop keeps wanting to crash and break and all that crap, we've had to move over to using the, we're going to move over to using the laptop to do the show. And actually, funny story about the laptop, because I went down to KB Pawn and Jewelry down in St. Albans and bought it.
Jet, get down.
And when I brought it home, there was one problem with it. It didn't recognize the battery. So it couldn't charge. And the problem was, whoever had it before us had tried to pop the battery up and locked the little slide that pops the battery out. They had locked it in the push-out position. So...
Oh, we still have to pay on my camera.
Yeah, I know. We'll either get that this paycheck or next paycheck.
Yeah, your teeth louder than shit.
But when we brought it home, you know, after a while I got to fiddling with it. Finally got it to where the battery popped free. Then I put the battery back in. It still wasn't recognizing it. So we just like, well, we'll just leave it plugged up wherever we've got to set it. And then I turn around and I'm fiddling with it today, trying to, you know, get Mixcraft downloaded onto it because I hadn't done that, you know, ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
And it said, hey, the battery's fully charged. So now it actually recognizes the battery and I don't have to have it plugged in all the damn time.
Sweet.
Yeah, so I can move it around as need be. In fact, this will probably become a production laptop. So that way I can, you know, record, you know, gameplay footage for my stuff and...
Wait, does that mean I can't play on it?
If I'm using it, no. But it can move around as need be now.
Because I Skype with Connie while she's getting dressed.
I know. I happen to hear you all talking in the morning. I never know that she's getting dressed when you're doing it, but you know, either way.
Yeah, she takes me in the bathroom and everything.
Aha. But anyway, but now I still gotta get the other laptop that's here at the house. I gotta get it repaired because it's gonna need a new hard drive. But if I can get a couple of laptops up and running, then you know, that's, you know, all the better.
Yeah.
So, how drunk did you get last night?
Me?
Yeah, because it was St. Patrick's Day last night.
Oh, I didn't even know.
What? I don't feel bad. I got my Irish on Saturday.
I had a few beers this weekend. That was it.
Few beers.
We were working all weekend.
He's a lightweight compared to me.
I doubt that.
That sounds like a challenge.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, I'm not having beer drinking challenges right now, so...
Aww.
Down.
Oh, come on, we can do shots over the podcast.
Yes, shots! Shots!
Enough. Yeah, Kayla has a hard time getting drunk, so... That's worked out for her.
Except for when you look at the bill.
Yeah, well... She has a select amount of money that I send her with, so she can only get what she can afford. But, now the place that she goes to had, if you come with a leprechaun, you get a free bucket of beer. And she can substitute Smirnoff for beer. So she took our masturbating
leprechaun Seamus
to go and get a free bucket of Smirnoff.
Shit, I'd have dragged Mason there dressed as a leprechaun. Have done that.
Yeah.
But, that would have been fun. But not only did I have a bucket of Smirnoff, I also had an Irish car bomb, a dirty leprechaun, and me and my friend Layla raced on the rainbow shots.
Nice.
Which is literally 11 shots in a row, and they do a rainbow colors.
Which is funny because a technical rainbow is only 7.
Well, it was only $7, so it was worth it.
Yeah.
11 shots for $7. Usually if you get shots, there's like $3, during happy hour, then $5. It really all depends what you get, too.
That's why the trick is to just bring your own bottle.
Yeah, it keeps outer limits open, so I'm, like, happy. And their ham sandwiches are amazing when you're drunk.
Yeah.
All food's amazing when you're drunk. It's just like being high. Not that I know that.
My taste buds just open up.
Now, I gotta apologize to our listeners because the volume sounds like it's going up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. That's because Mixcraft, I'm still having some issues with it. They're not major, but, I mean, it's just like, you know, every so often the little volume spikes will, you know, diminish and diminish and diminish and diminish, and it just becomes a real hassle because there's some stuff that, you know, should be heard and some stuff that shouldn't, so, you know, or that, you know, I know what I mean. Fuck it. So I'm futzing with the volume here just a little bit. So, you know, I'm going to apologize for the volume raising and dropping sporadically. Anyway. Now, Jeremiah, you said you know PHP, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, now that the site is, for the most part, up and running, I may need you to... work some PHP magic on the website and make it better. Because you might be able to help me get the RSS feed set up, so that way I can just, you know, run the stuff out straight off the website.
All right, let me get this correct. We're not referring PHP, not a perverted Harry Potter, right?
No. PHP is a website coding language.
I don't speak that language. If you talk Dothrakian, then I can understand.
I was with Kayla, so I don't know what you're talking about, girls.
I'm not alone.
Well, she got lost at PHP. I think I may have lost you at RSS.
No, I know that too.
Okay. Oh, but anyway.
I lost you with the sarcasm, apparently.
Yeah. It's been a day and a half. So, now, I'm going to try to do the podcast thing every Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And then put it up on Wednesday. So that way, you know, I've got some time to edit it and, you know, add the link dump stuff and, you know, all this mess. So... Yeah, hopefully it'll all work out. In fact, I've even started the Podomatic already for the show, so that way we can post it on there. And this one I'm going to post on the Trail Mix one, but that'll be the last one I post on there. And that's, you know, to help direct, you know, people who used to follow that over to the new one, so that way they can, you know, follow that and check out the site. And, you know, I'm going to try and have like a hard drive, like a mobile hard drive, to actually store all the episodes on. So that way, if the laptop has to go with us somewhere, or if the laptop crashes, I've got somewhere where I've got all the episodes stored already. That way I don't lose them.
Sounds like a good plan. I lose everything. I'd lose the hard drive.
Well, if it were up, I'm trying to find a service online to where I can store it, but the closest thing I can get is like Carbonite Online Backup. So, and that backs up the whole computer. So, I mean, you can see where I'm going. I'm trying to find that stuff.
Well, what's your storage limit for the website?
What's my storage limit for the website?
Hey, you can set a backup on that.
Well, it's part of one of the things I was, going to do was, you know, use the website as, like, you know, the storage for most of it. But if something happens, you know, I got to be able to have some way to keep track of it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And is Alicia playing on the Dungeon Defenders in the background?
No.
I know, it sounds like some geeky porn.
The mic on this thing is sensitive as shit. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I thought that game was going to suck. It's freaking awesome.
All the Dungeon Defenders game?
Dungeon Defenders?
Yeah.
Wow, you just cut out really bad.
Oh, that's because it was logging me into a website, so it's been kind of futzing with everything. Yeah. All right, let's see. Site stats. No, shit. No, I want... Oh! Okay, that's... Okay, that was you checking it out.
Yep. I'm
still... Okay.
Still there.
Okay.
Only one?
Yeah, you're the only one so far. Like I said, I hadn't told anybody about this hardly, so...
When you set you up with some search engines.
Okay, right now we've got 1,000 megabytes of web storage, so...
Right on.
Yeah. I read a lot of this to Mason. We've also got 1,000 minutes of video storage. We can have up to 30 web store items. We can have up to 5 email addresses, which I'm going to set those up after this podcast is over with. So that way, you know, people can actually email into the podcast.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I figured that'd be a good idea. So, and, you know, and a variety of other things. So some of it I'll tell you after the podcast is done. Because there are some things I don't want people to know. Because that might wreck, like, email addresses along the way, and I can't afford to have that happen to any of us.
Yeah, I can't remember my password anyway, so...
Yeah. So, anyway, but, I mean, so you've seen the website then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually look at the source code right now.
Okay. I'll have to give you the login information so you can actually get in there and completely, you know, work with it.
Sounds good.
Yep. So, anyway, since we've got the running laptop now, and I've actually got a place I can store stuff online, you know, the website, I'm planning on bringing back some of my stuff, like my show about independent video games.
Yeah,
I'll be bringing that back. So, you know, I've got a little like recording device. Kind of like a capture device, sort of, but I'll have to run it through Windows Movie Maker because I don't have any good, like, video editing programs or, you know, video capture programs or anything like that, so...
There's not many good free ones out there.
Yeah, and I got to hold on to a little money for Otakon in August, which...
Oh, yes.
Which is what Kayla and I are going to be going to, so...
And Mason.
I've got... Oh, yeah, and Mason. A couple I'll talk to you about after the show.
Okay.
Which we might have to roll down the window so his nose can get some air. It get a little crowded.
Yeah. Now, I think what I'm going to do for the podcast for the first, like, few episodes, while I, you know, continue to futz with the volume button, is I might just leave them at 30 minutes to start off with, and then I might bump them up to an hour or something. But, anyway, I think I've pretty well, for the podcast, I think I've established, you know, who all, you know, usually shows up on the show, so, you know, everyone that loves Mason will get to have Mason on the show again. As soon as he's better, mind you.
But I expect peanut butter comments.
Oh, there will be peanut butter comments.
I wonder what he does when he doesn't have peanut butter.
From listeners, too, when we get, so you can send us emails, I want to hear about the peanut butter.
Man, Mason is going to kill us.
Mason's, like, 2 seconds from swearing at me right now, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, considering.
Hey, Jeremiah, ask him what he would substitute peanut butter for.
Ask him what?
If he runs out of peanut butter, what's his substitute?
Hey, Mason, what do you substitute for peanut butter when you run out?
Nutella? Well, wouldn't that have chocolate?
Nutella ass, not me.
Probably Nutella.
He says he hates me right now, and he hates Kayla also.
C'est la vie.
Oh, God. Oh, man. We shit on him all the time, but... Still, he's...
Oh my god, what if he stops using peanut butter and uses Nutella? Because it's healthier choice.
His dog will probably be happy.
Oh god.
At least it ain't apple butter.
We just heard Mason in the background.
Did you?
Yeah.
They heard you, Mason. Trying to pee all loud enough, they'll hear you.
Yeah, because like I said, the headset still works. I can still hear stuff through it. It's just the mic's muted. So that's why no one can hear us.
Yeah, they hear you over the game, not over this.
Right. Now, you said O.
Or what?
I thought you had something to say.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Anyway, but, I'm running out of shit to talk about because I don't have, like, news or anything like that I normally would.
Minecraft.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The title update 14 for the Xbox is coming out. And we were talking about...
For one, I'm coming in my pants. Just read about it.
I'm just glad we have anvils coming. That's gonna make traps all the more fun.
He said coming.
Yeah, I'm done trying to play, you know...
Saint?
Saint on the podcast. So, I'm just as filthy as everybody else here. I just... When we were doing Trail Mix podcast, I tried my damnedest to, you know, rein myself in. Now I'm just going to let it go because it's like...
Let it go.
Oh, shut up.
Let it go.
I'm going to let my potty mouth run because...
What did that be? Diarrhea? Like
diarrhea of the mouth? anyway.
That sounded gross.
It was meant to. Did you hear about the Minecraft movie that's supposed to be made?
I did not, and you have me Googling as we speak.
The creator of Minecraft is working with, I think, the guy who did the Lego movie.
Yeah.
To actually do the Minecraft movie.
For Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So it should be interesting because the Lego movie was a good movie. When I saw the trailers, I thought it was going to be a stupid movie. But then I kept hearing, you know, everyone talking about how it was a great movie, how good of a movie it was, and this and that, and it's like, okay, I'll go see it. And I was pleasantly surprised. I actually went in with like low expectations, more or less, and I was pleasantly surprised by the movie. So, the Minecraft movie should be good. Now, however, there was another one in the works with, I forget who it was, but they were working with Freddie W, and they had started a Kickstarter and raised, what was it, like a couple $100,000 to make it?
Thank you.
And Mojang shut him down because two reasons. One, you know, they weren't going to let, you know, that many, you know, Kickstarters, happen without, you know, their permission, and two, because they were already working on the Minecraft movie, you know, they it was going to be confusing if they had two of them running, but still, I mean, you know, it is what it is at this point.
Yeah. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Now, speaking of movies, something that Kale and I went to go see, you know, during the podcast hiatus, we went and saw Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
I don't know what that is.
Mr. Peabody and Sherman is a... are you familiar with Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Peabody and Sherman were characters from the Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoon. That basically they traveled back in time to historical events, and it was kind of like an educational portion of the show, in a way, that was supposed to be funny. Well, they took that idea and essentially made a movie out of it, and actually made a real good movie. Because, I mean, they did, you know, Rocky and Bullwinkle, they did Dudley Do-Right, which was another one from the Rocky and Bullwinkle stuff, and then they did this one. I kept thinking there was one more, but I think I may be wrong. And out of all three of them, it was the best at taking the original source material and actually making a cohesive story and movie out of it.
And also, this one was live action. It was animated.
Well, the Rocky and Bullwinkle one was, like, animation, you know, in conjunction with live action.
Yeah,
so.
But still live action.
Yeah. But in any case, it still was very entertaining.
And also, I like Dudley Do-Right, the movie.
I wasn't a huge fan of it. I mean, it was okay, but...
Brandon Fraser was funny.
I didn't like it.
Eh.
Well, poo on you too.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah. Anyway. By the way, there's a bunch of other things we watched. Like, we went and saw Frozen, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, we haven't watched that one, but we really want to.
It's really good.
Well, it comes out today. Go to your nearest store now. Forever let it go.
When we went and saw it in theaters, one of the problems we had was we went and saw it in 2D. And when we were sitting there watching it, it got partway through the movie and then locked up.
So Frozen got frozen.
Yeah. Frozen froze. So we went out to the front desk and was like, hey, the movie froze. And apparently everyone else had come out there complaining about it. About it freezing. So, so they're like, okay. They decided to go ahead and give us a free upgrade to the 3D version because it was running real close to the 2D. So we just went out and I got a pair of 3D glasses and we went in and, we watched Frozen in 3D for free, essentially, or for the price of a 2D ticket. Because there were people coming up, most of them were wanting refunds. They were doing this to try and avoid having to give out a whole bunch of refunds for the movie.
Yeah.
But, I mean, overall, I thought it was a real good movie. And then I dodged all the extra crap afterwards because people were going through and they were doing, like, their own renditions of the feature song Let It Go. And one guy on the internet in particular made a whole video about the fact that he doesn't like that song anymore because people keep... singing it.
Nostalgia critic.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to say anything. Yeah, so...
I like the version with the 21 different Disney characters.
But anyway.
That made me giggle.
But anyway, so... I'll tell you what, I'm going to cut the podcast off in about 35 minutes.
Okay.
So, yeah. Now, the podcast has its traditional opening... But I don't have the ending downloaded because I didn't think that far ahead.
That does sound painful.
Yeah, well, eventually I'll have the original ending downloaded. So, it'll be just like, when it was the Trail Mix podcast, all over again. But eventually I might, change the opening and the ending to something else because, to kind of move it along. And, I do have one other thing to say towards the end here, especially for anyone that listens this far. I'm going to be setting up a donate button on the actual website itself because, running a website is not cheap. So, and running this podcast really isn't cheap either in its own right. So, for anyone that likes what we do, and wants to see us keep going, and actually would like to see us be able to do more, I'm going to set up that donate button so where they can donate us money, to help keep us up and running. Because, once again, this ain't cheap. So, but then again, Jeremiah, you haven't actually bought, a website domain, have you?
I have.
Oh, you have? Okay, I couldn't remember if you had or not.
I've run a lot of websites for people. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know it's not cheap.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah. So, this is a tremendous task I've undertaken because...
If they try to throw you this $3 a month crap, that crap ain't worth anything.
Yeah. But anyway, but eventually there will be a donate button so that people can actually donate money to us and help us keep the site up and running and keep the show and the podcast and other shows that we do going. And then maybe we'll be able to put some money towards that big project we've got going.
That would be sweet.
Yep. And we are actually nearing the 35-minute mark, so, yeah, I'm going to say we're going to wrap this up now. So, if anyone's got any final words they want to say, go ahead and say them now.
How about I put Mason on the mic for his normal ending?
No, it's okay. Yeah, because he likes to try and keep us from stopping the show because he never wants a good thing to end. I can hear him in the background.
My last final words are, if you like to donate peanut butter to our missing Mason.
Oh, God.
We're talking about peanut butter, Mason.
Oh. All right. Oh, that, okay. That's it. Thanks for listening to the first episode of the White Maze Podcast. Like I said, we're going to try and be doing this on Tuesdays, and it'll be going up on Wednesdays for people to download. Oh, God, it's Mason! So, thanks, everyone, and we'll see you next time. And I've got to find the fucking stop button. There we go.